We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. Hope everybody's having a lovely morning so far. First pitch in Atlanta scheduled for 9:10. Emphasis on scheduled, because guess what? The tarp is out on the field.
No.
Randy Jones is here, and the Padres scouting director, Mark Connor, is here as well. We appreciate him coming down and spending a few minutes with us. How have the last few days been for you?
I've been pretty good. Been busy.
I imagine so. First year as the scouting director for the Padres, but you've been part of this organization for several seasons now. And as scouting director, you're pretty much overseeing this draft. I mean, this is your baby. This is your project. It was your first time in that role. How'd it go? I mean, obviously, we'll see on the players. Now the development fund, you know, begins for these guys. But did you enjoy it, I guess? That would be the first question.
Oh, yeah, definitely enjoyed it. I mean, a different vantage point of the process. I mean, looking at it instead of from an area scout's perspective, where you go find the guys, and in this role you really have to decipher what the area scouts are telling you, what the regional guys are telling you, and taking a lot of information, blend it together to make the right picks.
Lots of people involved in these decisions.
Yeah, and I would expect when you have the 51st pick, like we were talking about, that could be pretty interesting. That means there's going to be 50 baseball players drafted before you even get a pick. So I assume that you still got to go through the whole process of your number one guy, write down your list, until you at least get to 51 or whatever number, magical number you want to take, and I'm sure it goes deeper than that. And then you got to decide, who's left available. When you get to your pick, like you say, hey, if your 21st guy that you were thinking about, is available, when you get to 51, I think it's pretty simple,
Correct. And I mean, what we when we go through the process, we lined up, I want to say, 75, our top 75 on our board, from the first guy that we would have taken if we had the first pick overall through the 75th pick. That would have been our draft order. And as we kind of got down to the lower ones, it was from like maybe 60 to 75, they were more in like little groups of like two or three guys that were close to each other. Hmm. That as it came a game time decision, we would discuss and make the pick there.
That's the hardest one. If you got three guys that are kind of bunched up in that area, correct, then you got to, depending on position, what you're kind of looking for, with all the trades and everything, Of course, they let you do the draft and they give up two picks. Nice going.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Exactly.
You look good.
Exactly.
But overall, the overall draft, though, you talk about, the 75 maybe top guys you have. I mean, were you able to get a couple of those, though, through the draft?
Well, I want to say we got four guys that
that's
were in the
great.
Top 75.
Wow.
All right. So
that's
that,
really good.
Yeah, no, that sounds very, very good. And you just sort of alluded to it, Randy, the challenge that A.J. Preller presented you in your first year as a scouting director. No first-round pick, no lottery, whatever. No. We'll wait till 51 and you can have at it. So let's talk about number 51, right-handed pitcher, high school kid from Boynton Beach, Florida, Austin Smith. We talked to him on the show the other day. We spoke to his high school coach. So we've kind of gotten a little bit of the scouting report from their end, but maybe from your end and what the organization saw in Austin Smith.
Throughout the past couple of years when we've seen Austin, he is a big physical young man that's going to get even bigger. He is, got three pitches that, just jump right out of his hand. Delivery and arm action work really, really well together. I mean, he's one of the best starter packages as far as aesthetically looking at him that we had in the draft. Then you add in the size, the durability for him to log innings. We saw a starting pitcher all the way. And, our area scout, Willie Bosk, did a tremendous job on him. And getting to know him, getting to know the competitive spirit of him, getting to know just how passionate he is about the game. And that was truly a separator for us beyond just his skills on the field.
It's funny you mentioned about the way it looks because, we've got a little bit of the scouting tape here. So, and obviously I'm not a scout, but it looks very effortless, watching him throw. When you hear that he can get it up to 96 and he's just sort of, throwing it up there, that's got to be kind of an encouragement.
Well, and also you got good mechanics and he duplicates really well. Mm-hmm. On the mound. Just from watching four or five pitches, you can see the young man has some. And then like you say, through your area scout, getting to know the young man personally, what kind of person is he? What kind of teammate is he? And I know you guys do all of that as well, getting to know some of these players. And I think that's pivotal and very, very important, especially these days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, physical ability is going to take you so far, but the makeup side, the inner drive, the passion for the game, that is what separates guys and allows them to play out here in the big leagues.
Yes. That's what gets you to the major leagues. If you can handle it mentally and make those adjustments, that's the really big difference. And it's exciting. I mean, even myself, I mean, kind of all go through it and you finally get drafted. You're still chasing the dream that you've had since you're a little boy playing in the backyard. And I still get goosebumps sometimes when I see these kids get drafted. I don't care where it's at.
Yeah.
They're going to get an opportunity to play professional baseball. You know, and you can take it from there. Then you're on your own. You got to go out and make it happen.
We had the great video the other day, Blooper had it, of the family and friends reaction, you know, for Austin and everybody there. I think they were at one of his assistant coach's houses who had a big house. And, yeah, I mean,
that's
you
great.
Get mom and dad and the hugs and all the family, friends, and teammates. They were hanging out there, and obviously an incredibly special moment for Austin Smith and for this Padre organization. All right, so let's move to the second selection the Padres made, which was in the third round, Jacob Nix. And he's the guy that got caught up in this Brady Aiken mess last year for the Astros. Fifth-round pick in 2014, now third round here in 2015. It's not often, I think, that, you know, semi-casual or semi-serious baseball fans will have heard of a guy, you know, being taken at that point in the draft. But because of last year, we had heard about him. But maybe a little bit more on this right-handed pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, Jacob is, again, another big physical man. You know, over the past couple of years as we scouted him, he is he's continued to progress with his ability to throw strikes, and his breaking ball has improved. Unfortunately, you know, for him, he had to go through the situation last year of getting drafted, wanting to sign, ended up not able to sign. Fortunately for us, you know, he was back in the draft and we were able to get him. But this is a young man that has some drive to prove some things, because he's ready to start his pro career and ready to go out and prove, like he was last year, how good he is. And he's a, you know, 6'4", 220 or 230 pound man that is up to 95, 96, has a breaking ball and a really good feel for his changeup. So you put him and Austin Smith together, that's a good 1-2 punch to start off the draft.
Mark, you talk about a lot of these kids now. Some of them had Tommy John surgery, you know, and I'm curious, you know, how you evaluate that. I mean, is Tommy John surgery is not so much of a negative, might have been 10 years ago, or now, I mean, you know, with the recovery from that and what you see, you know. But it's still got to be a little bit of a tough decision when you got some of these kids. Hey, like Aiken having it and still getting drafted. But are you rolling the dice in that scenario a little bit?
A little bit. And a lot of it, our trainers and our doctors do a tremendous job of, like, researching, like, who did the surgery, what the rehab was like, when did they start the throwing program. Necessarily, the surgery is not necessarily the worry. It's what they do in the rehab process. Mm. Because if they come back a little bit too soon, then it is tends to have more issues. If they go and you have, like, you know exactly what they did throughout the process, then our guys feel much safer about the timeline and, like, how the recovery process goes. Because the track record is, the sooner you come back from it, the more likely you are to have it again.
Good point.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Mark Connor is here, the Padres scouting director, providing us some insight on the recently completed 2015 Major League Draft. Has 2016 planning begun already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I mean, we got a couple guys going out tomorrow, and some of our area scouts are already out seeing games today, and actually they were seeing stuff last week. So
yeah, and you get the summer ball. I mean, you know, your college kids are, you know, out playing, you know, during the summer, so you got to get out there and check them out.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be a busy summer.
Any priority as far as position players? Was there an emphasis on what you're, you know, when you look at the overall, you know, minor league facilities and what we've got? I mean, were you looking for infielders up the middle? Was there you're always looking for pitching. I'm not even going there, Mark.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
You know.
No, yeah, I mean, you're right. We're always looking for arms. And but, like, positionally, you know, we tried to stay up the middle of the field. You know, traditionally, you work the middle of the diamond, you get your athletes there because they can always move to the corners.
Yep.
The guys that you draft in the corners a lot of times can't move to the middle of the diamond. So, I mean, looking just for the athletes that can stay in the middle was, I don't want to say it was a priority, but it's in the forefront of our
mind.
It's
in the process. It's definitely
sure.
there.
39 players selected by the Padres, Randy, 23 of them pitchers, 18 of whom were right-handed, six outfielders, four catchers.
How many left-handed pitchers?
23 minus 18, six.
Come on. Only six?
The lefty's not
happy. We need some left-handers, man.
Actually, five.
Five.
Five?
Oh, my
23
bad.
23 minus 18, five.
I can't do math.
It's early in the morning, man. Three. We can't do that.
Yeah, I haven't had enough coffee.
Five left-handed?
Five left-handed pitchers. 20. I'm glad I can do basic arithmetic, by the way. That's,
there's not many left-handers out there.
Still.
Yeah.
That's what makes you special, though. If there were 23 lefties worth drafting, you wouldn't be special. I like your brown vest, by the way. I just noticed that.
Thank you. Yeah, I went brown today.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, absolutely. Hey, Mark Connors, the Padres scouting director. He can subtract 18 from 23 much better than I can. He also just drafted the class of 2015 for this team. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate it. Congrats on getting through this one. And, hey, good luck in 16.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, that's Mark Connor. We'll take a break, come back, get to a bunch of your questions that are coming through. Remind you also that this Sunday at Petco Park, Kids Fest returns. You got the bounce houses and all the other inflatable action games and face painters and balloon artists. You can get a giraffe made from a balloon. What else could you ask for? All the kid-friendly activities. Get your tickets today at Padres.com and bring the family down for a fun-filled day at the park this Sunday, Padres and Dodgers. Take a break. More Padres Social Hour right after this.